Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Ann and Nancy, the Wilson sisters. Heart, otherwise known as Heart. Bringing this back 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Matthew Owenby is our guest. Matt is the Vice President of Human Resources at Aflac, aflac.com, so check them out. And I know a lot of folks who work at Aflac. It's a great company, and they do a lot of good things. Matt, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about this last segment or two. We've been talking about Generation Y, the millennials, in this particular case, the ones who are being employed, who are old enough to be employed, let's say 18 to the top end of that generation is somewhere around 31 or 32. So say a 10 or 12 or 14 year period there. Matt, when Gen Y is a lot different from baby boomers when we were that age. I can give you 10 different things that make us different, but there's one thing about them today. It's exactly like I was when I was that age. I thought I was going to live forever. They think they're going to live forever. Bulletproof, right? No, can't hurt me. That's the attitude. When you're young, all generations feel that way, and that's got to play a role in their making decisions about benefits.
I think it does, and I think there's an element of that to just about every generation. I can very much relate to your sentiment on that. But we do find that millennials see value in benefits, and particularly voluntary benefits programs. And advice to small business owners is that providing these kind of benefits options, voluntary insurance, not only helps to attract these people, but also to keep these folks. We know that about 87% of millennials consider benefits and certainly voluntary benefits to be a part of a comprehensive program. And if you want to be competitive, we just think that it's critical for you to offer those types of things to appeal to these folks. And while they do have this sort of live forever attitude, they do also self-recognize that benefits, in a lot of ways, trump salary. And they will leave a job for better benefits.
They really have a different attitude. Their values are different from older generations. But there's another thing that's really important to them. And you touched on this earlier, and we talked about values. In addition to benefits, I mean, they want all the things that you just said. But I don't know that I can say that it trumps compensation. But I do think it will make a difference in whether they go to work for you, and that is the values of the company. What does the company stand for? Do you care about things? Are you a good corporate citizen? Do you have something that you're committed to? You know, some kind of a local charity, or do you give it part of the benefits? Do you give employees? Do you offer them two hours a month or three or half a day a month to go volunteer at a charity or something? Those are important to millennials, aren't they?
They're huge. I mean, I think they do have some sort of a little bit of a stigma that they're not willing to kind of put hours in to further their career. But the reality is, they want a job and a career, but they also want balance and they want opportunities to give back. Mm-hmm. They want to have purpose in their lives, and part of that purpose comes from volunteerism, whether it's Habitat or local charities, hospitals, et cetera. They want those kind of opportunities. So as employers, you have to encourage it. I think you have to spotlight it. You have mm-hmm. to tell stories of people in your employees' population that are actually doing that, and you have to highlight it, because if you don't, like you said, they'll become a co-owner of your brand pretty fast, and it's a key indication for people. It's something they actually, we spend a lot of time with millennials as far as recruitment goes, and a lot of our sell to them is, look, we value your life as much as you do, and we will give you opportunities to do that, whether it's supporting you in an hour a week to go and read to children at the local public school, right, or Habitat Humanity, going up to the cancer center in Atlanta and volunteering. Aflac does a great job of that in general, and so companies, I think, need to incorporate that into their thinking as well as their practice.
And if there's one thing we know about millennials, whatever you're doing, whether it's benefits or volunteering or compensation or whatever, it doesn't need to be very far away from something that has to be plugged into the wall, too, right? They want to see some technology nearby real quick, right?
Exactly.
Hey, Matt, you got besides Aflac.com, you got another website you want to give us? The study that you gave us, is that on the Aflac site?
It actually is, yeah. You just go to Aflac.com. You'll be able to click on the research and get all the pertinent information that I've shared with you today.
Matthew Owenby, Vice President of Human Resources at Aflac. Hey, Matt, good job today. Come back soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
See you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.